Welcome, everyone, to KTWHLP Two Harbors Community Radio, 99.5 on your dial, ktwh.org on your streaming device, bringing you this week's stories behind the stories in the Lake County Press with editor Kitty Mayo. Good morning, Kitty. How are you on this perfectly neutral gray beige day?
I'm well, Tom. Thank you.
Oh, good, good. We have a half dozen stories in front of us here, it looks like. Yep. So why don't we just get down to it, starting out with Native American Heritage Month.
Right on. So I wanted to just recognize Native American Heritage Month as November. There are other holidays and celebrations that tend to eclipse this, and I think it's really good that it lands in November, and I just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention to remind all of us that all of our neighbors at Boys Fort and Grand Portage and Fond du Lac being some of the closest reservations, as well as people of Native American heritage who live just on our block, of which there are many, that we are stronger together as a community.
That is a good, optimistic atmosphere to bring to a day that for some in the Native community is a day of mourning. And I will let that be and say that, yes, I think we should have a month to deliberately think about those who were here before us. And so I think maybe we move on to our next piece here, which is sustainable tourism. We are all stewards.
Yeah, I loved this piece. This was really interesting, neat for me to work on. I talked to Janelle Jones at Levin Lake County, as well as Rick Hoganson, who is a Lake County commissioner, among other roles that he plays in our community. And Rick is the one who said, we're all stewards. And what he was talking about was protecting the things that we love about living on the North Shore from our neighborhoods and our culture and, you know, all the people, our economics and nature. So it really covers all of that when we talk about sustainable tourism. I got an education on that from Janelle. They have started a new campaign at Levin Lake County to attempt to educate tourists and to engage locals on how we can keep this very precious place precious as it is to us, as we also welcome tourists. And Tom, you well know that sometimes we can feel a little kerflustered with all the extra visitors we get here, especially during the very, very busy months. And so this is a way to start talking about how can we manage that? How can we manage it well? And how can we be good stewards of this space that we live in? And I have a picture of Annie Craigness, who is featured as a cartoon and animated character in some of these videos that are being promoted for tourists to watch about how to take care of our place when they're visiting it. And Annie's kind of, she's a lot of fun. So I think people will enjoy that article.
Well, that's good. You know, I think if we remember, this is not only a place for our visitors to come, it is our home, and we want to keep our home livable for us, and in doing so, we also keep it livable for our visitors, and we don't want to get jaded. You know, we see what we see every day, and after a while, it becomes ordinary, and it should be extraordinary every day.
Mm-hmm.
So our next piece here is about how to give or receive from local food shelves.
Yeah, I think this is a really important issue to highlight this time of year. There are people who have enjoying abundance and really, you know, laying out the spread today, especially, Tom, and then going into the Christmas season and all of the festivities that come along with that. And many of us tend to really celebrate and be excited about indulging ourselves a little bit. And at the same time, there are a lot of people in our community for whom food insecurity is an issue. And while those of us who have an abundance think of food as a way to celebrate, that is not always the case as being possible for other families. So Katya was able to bring together ideas for people of where they can find food if they have food insecurity in their household, and where to donate if you have extra, whether it's a monetary donation or shelf-stable foods. And there are a number of places in Silver Bay and in Two Harbors where people can do both of those things. And I would personally encourage people, if they are short on their food stocks, to avail themselves of these resources that are there for them. And if you have extra, I would really urge you to give to help out your neighbors.
Oh, yes. When we give thanks for a fairly short common list of things, because this is what we think of right offhand, and we forget there are people who do not even have that short list to be thankful mm-hmm. for, and there are food shelves in the area. Do not be too proud. They're there to help. Two Harbors Area Fund is supporting community partners with an aging in place program.
Yes. So, yeah, that's our next headline of the week. And I think this one bears repeating, and we'll be coming back to it. What is the Two Harbors Area Fund? And what is community partners? Both really important organizations in our community. So the Two Harbors Area Fund is not a foundation technically, but they are an organization that has an endowment. That means that people make monetary donations to them and they manage that financially. And using that money, they can make grants to help enrich the quality of lives of people who live in the Two Harbors area. It's been around for quite a while. I got to talk to Marlis Wish and Drew Christensen, who are both on the board there. And I met with them at Community Partners because a grant had recently been given to Community Partners. So let's talk about Community Partners. They are a wonderful institution in Two Harbors that helps people age in place. What does that mean? That means that people, as they are older, maybe need a little bit more help getting what they need, getting to appointments, checking in with someone to make sure they're okay. And Community Partners does a wonderful job of doing that so that people can stay at home longer, which is what most people want. So this particular grant, I explained in the article, has to do with Megan Huseth, who works at Community Partners. And because of the grant, she's going to be able to get her supervision that she needs to get her license as a social worker. She's been working hard at school. She's been an intern. She started as an intern at Community Partners couple of years ago, and now she needs a third party to supervise her to complete her licensure over the next couple of years, which will open a lot of doors for Community Partners and create a lot of support for elders in our community, something that I think is super important, Tom.
Oh, sure. I am actually probably on the edge of that. I'm in my middle 70s and been living in the same house for 50 years. It's mine. It's paid for. My wife and I have a comfortable setting. I want to be able to live in it as long as I possibly can. As mobility issues become more and more important, resources like Community Partners can help people get around in their house when they find it harder to get around in their house and maybe can't reach up on things that you used to. Well, there mm-hmm. are ways. So I'm assuming mm-hmm. that your piece will have some contact information in it so that people can get a leg up on how to get in touch with this kind of help?
Indeed it does.
Okay, thank you for that. That is some useful information. You know, this is an age cohort that is increasing in size. Uh-huh. We were once the baby boomers. Well, we're still baby boomers, but the pig is moving through the python, and we're in this older group now. And so we created new ways for grade school children. We created new ways for high school kids. We created new ways for young adults in the workplace and so on. Now we're creating new ways of being old. And so that it goes and it goes. And I should just move on now, my goodness, and talk about the Silver Bay City Council is discussing increasing information access.
Yeah, at the Silver Bay Council meeting just this Monday, I was able to be in attendance. And this particular piece was not an action item. It wasn't something that was voted on, but there was a lot of discussion about it, and I thought it was very interesting to bring forward. So the Economic Development Authority, which is a board in Silver Bay, this particular one is Silver Bay's Economic Development Authority, and a couple of the counselors who are on that board said from their last meeting they've been in discussions about how to make really accessible information that's relevant and current available to people who either live in the city or don't live in the city, but want to know what's going on in Silver Bay, and maybe it would attract some people to move there. So the EDA is taking the lead on this. They're going to be putting up more information on their webpage, packaging it a little bit differently. As you and I well know, you can say there's a web page, you can go to it, and you can't find anything. You just can't navigate around it. So the discussion was really about how do we keep this fresh and current and easy for people to find what they're looking for so that they know what the city is up to and what projects are in hand. Eventually, they hope to expand this to all of the city departments. It's a very ambitious goal that they have, and they're hoping to have some consultation with a web developer to make their web page just really slick and really easy to find things on.
Yes, this presents the age-old problem, and it was illustrated in The Miracle Worker, and Ann Sullivan is writing a letter, and she says she's having a hard time spelling something. You know, you can't use a dictionary to look up how to spell a word unless you know how to spell the word. And so it is with contemporary websites today. We're still learning how to create them and make them useful. You can't find the darn thing unless you don't need to. It's a puzzle. And so my hat's off to the city council. They're working on it, and so should everyone. Aaron Fisher of Two Harbors is going to be performing with the Gustavus Adolphus College doing Christmas in the Christ Chapel.
Yes, so Aaron was a graduate of Two Harbors High School in 2019. She's a student at Gustavus Adolphus now. She'll be graduating in the coming year from Gustavus, and she will be singing with the choir at a very well-renowned Christmas in Christ Chapel concert that happens December 2nd to 4th. It's nice to see one of our own who is doing well away from home.
Yes, something to celebrate. And so with that, I always ask if there's anything more to present, and so I ask it yet again. Is there anything more to present that just won't wait?
There's always more to this story, Tom, but it'll keep for next week.
Okay, Kitty, thank you for that. And to our listeners at home, thank you for tuning in on this particular holiday. I appreciate that. We'll see you on the radio again next week, and so bye for now, and to you, Kitty, as well.
Bye, Tom.